Hey,
thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Adolfo?
Yeah, this is Adolfo.
Hey, Adolfo. How is it going today?
I'm good. Good.
Awesome, awesome. Sorry for the confusion there. One of our guys here, he had an incoming call that he had to step away from his desk from, so he wasn't able to take the call, but he wanted me to hop on here. I know you're speaking to Ray, my mapping coordinator here. I know you guys were talking about the first page placements for Trans One Moving. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Did you have any questions on how the service works for you or anything like that on how we can get you to the first page, or it was pretty straightforward?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I had this offer many, many times. And I had tried different companies in the past.
Wow.
With no impressive results. So excuse me if I'm a little skeptical. So
no, yeah, 100%.
I mean, what I was telling her is that my company has been in business since 2003, so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And so I'm not struggling with work. Obviously, I could take more work. But I will get into something like this depending on how much is the cost.
The
because
price.
Honestly, sure. Yeah. So I I'm not struggling with business. My business has been steady for so long, and I had good reviews, good reputation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
No, and I appreciate you being very straightforward with me on that. And I always, I'm a straight shooter as well myself, so I don't give my clients the fluff. I let you know how it works here. I let you know how long it takes for us to get you to the first page, and then I also give you the straight price here. We don't, charge you per lead, per job, per call. There's no hidden fees or anything like that.
And I know
you're in the San Carlos area, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but you're a mover, so you kind of travel as far as the client would want to go, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Locally, we operate most likely in the 50, 60 miles radius.
Perfect.
But if my customer is moving 100 or 200 miles or 1500 miles away, we do the job. No matter
what. As long as they're willing to pay for it, you'll do it.
Correct.
And then, so I know you have a Google Business Profile. You've been open since 2003. Just like right now, I just want to kind of shine some light here on this. So as of right now in your area, the people that are benefiting from that first page is like Budget Movers, Joshua's Moving, All Star Movers. There's a couple of other handful of businesses here as well. You have All Stars. Mm-hmm. These are the people that are on that first page of Google benefiting from that. But what we'll do is not only will we program you to the first page placements of Google, we actually run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So now let's say it's not like, hey, we're moving tomorrow, let's get a moving company. You have to plan this stuff out, right? And I know because I just moved myself, so that's why I know. So what this does is we run a retargeting campaign. So now if somebody's looking to move, if they're starting to search on Google, what's kind of like the going rate? They're kind of going there and they're seeing what companies are out there. What we do is we retarget those people in specific cities and zip codes. So now you pop up on those people's feeds on Facebook as well. So now they see you on Google, they see you on Facebook, and then they're more willing to call you at that point to get a quote from you or to go and do business with you at that point in time. And that's what we really do is we want to make sure that you're always populating in front of your customers. Now, as of right now, I understand locally you kind of want to be in the 50 to 60 mile radius. We could either do a big radius like that, or if you want to get specific in cities, zip codes, counties, things like that, we can do that as well. It's really customizable to where you want to be found at that point, and for all the services that you target as well. So whether you're doing residential, whether you're doing small commercial or big commercial, it really doesn't matter. We just want to make sure that you're there at that time of people searching for your services. Now, Ray, She put in what's called a legacy credit here because you've been in business since 2003, which congratulations, by the way. I know it probably wasn't easy in 2008. So if you made it past that, you can make it past anything, especially being a moving company.
I know.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you a legacy credit. We've been in business for about 20 years going in December here, so we're going to be our two-decade mark, so we've been in business since like 2004. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a reduced rate. Now, this reduced rate is always grandfathered in for you. You never have to pay the higher premium services for it. Like I mentioned before, we don't charge you per lead, per job, per call. It's always set at a flat rate for you. That flat rate is just $249 month to month. So whether you receive 10 jobs or 100 jobs, that pricing structure never goes up for you, okay? Now, okay. There is a $99 setup fee. That just covers the programming for the first month and with our tech team for our onboarding call. So the first month is going to be $348, and then it's going to go $249 month to month after that, no contracts. Now, within that $249, you do get $100 worth of Facebook retargeting campaign budget, so you do not have to allocate more money to that. That is all included in the package here. So that's the only thing you would have to budget for on a month-to-month basis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I say month-to-month. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead.
You say it's $249 a month.
Yes,
that includes the Facebook, or is Facebook just extra?
No, it includes the Facebook.
Okay. But about Facebook? I know I have issues with Facebook before. Because I do appear on Facebook, but and I have a group of people that I had called me from Facebook.
Okay.
But I never been able to set up a page, or maybe I have. You know, it's been a while since I don't touch Facebook that much. I always rely on Google or Yelp or my website directly get calls and emails.
Okay. So Facebook itself will help you build a business page if you do not have one yet. And then once you build the Facebook page, we'll create the content for the retargeting campaigns itself. So if you have one already, that's perfect. If you don't, then we'll help you build one. That's not an issue. You work hand in hand with my tech team here, so they're able to kind of walk you through that process of setting it up. And then you'll have that for the rest of you being in business for as well, too.
I see.
Yeah. And then it's targeting people that's not necessarily following you. It's targeting people who are searching on Google. So it's a very niched target market. It's not just like, hey, we're just doing a mass blast out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So that's how we do it. Now, the reason why Ray reached out to you today is because we only work with one company per industry per area. The reason being is we don't like to compete with ourselves, okay? Being in business for 19 years, we know that if we were to work with you and then the other mover in the area and another mover in the area, it would just snowball our company downhill pretty quickly, right? Because now you'll start to rotate off of that first page. With this, we actually close out that category, so you don't share your position with anybody. At the same time, you don't share your customers because they're contacting you directly on that first page of Google or through the Facebook retargeting campaign. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it makes sense. And that was actually my next question, because if you sell me this package and I'm going to be appearing on Google's first page, so next month you get another one, so then how has that worked? So, whoever, because I search Google myself and I know how to do it, and I know how to look for my company, and I see the competition, which again, so I'm older than a lot of these competitors.
Right.
But anyway, not a problem if they show up on the first page. So how do they show up on the first page? They pay other companies like you, or?
Yeah, that's how it is. So there's about a handful of us who are Google Premier Channel partners, and typically the people that are on the first page are paying a company to do the service that, you know, we offer there. Now, that's not necessarily to say, like, let's say they're on the first page and they cancel their service, not to say that they're just going to drop off on the off of the first page instantaneously. It might take, you know, a couple months or so, but over time they will start to drop off of the first page if they are not utilizing a service to keep them up there. But yes, there are a handful of us in the country here that cover all 50 states. So that's why for our company here, we would be the only one representing you. We can't represent another company at that point. Google won't allow us to do that, being a Google Channel partner.
I see. Yeah. So one more question then. So
sure.
When I search on Google for companies, uh-huh. let's say the first page, because usually I find myself on the third or fourth page.
Okay.
If, when you say the first page, how many companies will appear on the first page?
The first page, there's a handful there. It depends on the area and the industry. It could be 10 pages, I'm sorry. It could be like 10 companies on that first page. But with Google's research shows that within 5 seconds of somebody searching for a service, they are clicking on a business to call within 5 seconds. So we want to make sure you're on that first page, obviously more towards the top of the page. So that way within that 5 seconds, they can see the reviews. They can see that you've been in business for over 2 decades and you're already a trusted company in the area. They don't want somebody that's brand new that's going to mishandle their stuff. They know that you're the professional there. You've been through this many times. So that's where we want to help you get is up on that first page placements of Google. But we always strive for the higher ups at that point.
I think.
Yes, sir. So, with this being an exclusive listing, Adolfo, that we are going to fill today, I'm sure you see the value in giving us a shot here and helping you get more customers and getting higher ranked on that first page placements of Google, right?
Yes, I see the value, and of course, to me, it will represent maybe a few more clicks and some more business. Yes, I understand that. I'm not sure if I wanted to go. Well, I mean, you say this is month to month, so I can give you a try for a couple of months, and if it doesn't click anything for me, then I can cancel.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we don't hold our clients into a long-term contract because we want to prove to you each and every month that this is worth it. So there are no early termination fees for you. There are no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. If you did find that you wanted to separate from us, you would just call us within 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, and then we would part ways from there, and that's it. We do not take you off of Google or anything like that. You keep everything that we build for you. The only thing that we stop is the programming and the retargeting campaign, and that's it.
Okay.
Now, I know you have Trans-1 moving. Are you still operating out of the same location of the 17 Glenway? 170 Glenway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have an office there with I run a small warehouse where I do storage for customers, and also
okay.
My office, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then your first name is spelled A-D-O-L-F-O, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Adolfo?
It's Orellana, O-R-E-L-L-A-N-A.
Okay. And what's the best email address for you?
It will be trans1moving. That's one word.
Okay,
trans1 is O-N-E.
Okay.
moving@gmail.com.
No dashes in there, right?
No dashes, no dots, no spaces. Trans, O-N-E, moving.
Yep. @gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And then you're Pacific time just like us. You're just up north from us. So we're based down here in Orange County, California, so we're not too far from Disneyland.
Okay.
So we have a location here. And then I know you have your listing here. What I'm going to do as well is I'm going to let my tech team know that that you might need help building the Facebook page. So they're going to work with you on that. Now, once we do secure the listing as well, is I'm going to book an onboarding call for my tech team to reach out to you and do the onboarding call. Do you have availability tomorrow during the morning, or would you prefer the afternoon like this?
You know, actually, I am out of town at the moment, and I'm traveling back home tomorrow. So I won't be available for a big part of the day because I'll be flying.
Okay.
I'm in Europe right now, so I'm gonna fly back to New York, and I'm gonna stay a night in New York, and then flying back home until Saturday.
Okay.
So my next available day to sit down and have a conversation with someone and also in front of my computer, it will be until Monday though.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, we're still going to get working on the account here, but my tech team will reach out to you on Monday just to introduce themselves and then show you, like, what we're going to be doing. We're still going to start, you know, getting everything correct, getting everything. So when they do the onboarding call, they'll say, hey, these are the key phrases that we're going to search. These are the areas that we're going to push you in. These are the most popular search phrases that are going on in your area as well, too. On Monday,
the listing you guys do by zip code, by city? Because I know
either
you
or.
Because you're saying, you know, I will be the only customer on this type of business for you guys. Mm-hmm. But so that means in one city, right? So San Francisco, something farther than me, is not the case, all right?
So they give us a range to around 50 miles that's your service area. So we can only work with you in your service area, right? So that's where we would be working with you. So that's why I said you can do specific cities and zip codes if you want within your service area. That's not a problem for us. And that's why I said you can target that so that way you get the best results. So if you're targeting a higher end neighborhood, then that's where you want to be in, is that part of the city, then hey, that's where we're going to put you as well. So that way people can just click to call you directly. Does that make sense?
Okay. And you guys have only one package available? I mean, in this case, I'm asking because I'm a cheap buster, but I'm hesitating because I haven't spent money in the past on things like this. And,
we have other packages. Yeah. So the package that I set you up is going to be our most popular package. That's going to be our platinum package. And if you actually go on our website, you'll see that that package goes to like $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. So I have you at a reduced rate for $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. And then that's going to be grandfathered in for you for the life that you've been with us. So you'll never actually have to pay the higher premium. Now, when you're talking about other packages, yes, I have another package that does Google Ads. That's more of an expensive one though. That's going to be with the legacy rate that you have with us. That's going to be $499 because we have to do the Google Ads for that. So we allocate $300 to the Google Ads. So that's why I was just trying to get your foot in the door here with us, show you how we work. And if you ever want to expand your advertising at that point where we can show you, hey, this does work, we can start to do some Google Ads if you would like. We can kind of go from that point and cross that bridge at that time. But this is going to be the cheapest package that we have that's going to get the better bang for your buck that you're looking for.
What is the Google Ad? Is that the little icon that shows appears on companies?
It's going to be the sponsorship above the map section. It's going to say sponsor.
Yeah.
You ever seen those? There's like three companies that are right there that are paying for that. That's a per click deal. So that's why we do charge more because per click, it can cost anywhere from, you know, $2.50 to $8 a click. So that's why we do allocate a higher budget to that just to make sure. But with the one that we're doing here, it's an unlimited call service for the $249 month to month.
Okay.
Now I'm going to send the email. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was going to ask you, but I think you mentioned it already. So it's $249 a month, and then it's it's a 99 something setup fee, right?
Yeah, so the first month is going to be a flat rate of just $348. So there's no taxes involved or anything like that. And then next month, it'll come out as just $249. And then month to month after that, it will just be $249. You will never pay anything higher than that for the services we talked about here.
Okay, okay.
Okay. And then I'm also going to send to you in that email, to your email address once we secure the listing here. You'll get a paid invoice, so that's going to be a tax write-off. That's going to go straight to that email, as well as, you know, what we're going to need as well for the Google Business Profile to program you, which is totally fine. It's just standard. But don't worry about some of the stuff that comes in because you already have one. You do not have to get re-verified. We're just going to use the one you already have, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because I know some people are like, I already have one. Why'd you send me this email? I'm like, I'm sorry. It just automatically goes out. So I just want to make sure that we have that there for you. So, okay, so I have everything here for the Google Business Profile for my tech team. How do you want to secure the first month's payment? Are you going to use a debit card or do you want to use a credit card for it?
That's a good question. I usually have a business debit card in a credit card. However, mm-hmm. since I'm on vacation, I don't have it with me. I left them in the office.
Okay.
So I can do a credit card.
Okay. I'm still going to send it to you
guys,
then.
I'm going to give you guys a try, but yeah. I'm very skeptical about this. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm going to stay on the phone with you for each step here as well, too. And I'm going to send everything over to you in email and text message. So you're on your phone now. So I'm going to be able to send everything so you can see everything that's going to go on. And that way you have everything there, too. With, you know, I walk you through a voice verification that gets sent over to you in writing as well, too. Now, you said that all your business credit cards and debit cards are at home, so you're going to use a credit card here. What I'm still going to do, though, is I'm going to send you a business invoice, paid invoice, with your Trans1 moving, so you can still write that off at the end of the year for you as well, too, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay. On the card that you're going to use here, it just has Adolfo and then your last name, correct?
Correct. So it's Adolfo. You know, actually, this car has a Trans1 E, but this one I use for traveling because we do long-distance services, so sometimes we travel outside the town and we pay hotels and meals for this. So this one is good, too. So.
Okay.
All right. So, but it's American Express, though.
Okay. That's fine. Give me just one sec here. I'm just going to make sure that I have that for you. And Is the billing address for that, is that the same as the 170 Glenway, or is that a different address?
No, that's the 170 Glenway.
Okay, that's for the billing address there?
Correct.
Okay, and then the zip code is going to be the 94070?
That's correct.
Okay. And then you said it's going to be American Express. I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, 3780,
mm-hmm.
04, sorry, I need glasses.
Okay.
043926,
mm-hmm.
52000.
Okay, I'm going to read this back to you just to make sure I have it correct, okay? I have 3780043926525. 000.
Correct.
Okay. And then your expiration date?
Expiration date is 0328.
Okay. And the security code, I think they have the four digits on the American Express.
Yeah, it's 9573.
Okay. And I'm going to set up a security question for you here, Adolfo. So we never share or sell any of your information here. We do want to always make sure that we're talking to you when we call you. Same vice versa, that you're always making sure you're talking to us. So you can have one question. I have three of them. You can pick one. So I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
You say my mother's maiden name?
Yeah, so you can have your mom's maiden name, you can have the city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name. Which security question would you like?
Let's use my mom's maiden name.
Mom's maiden name, okay. And what's mom's maiden name?
It's letter R,
mm-hmm.
I, mm-hmm. B as in Victor, A S, Rivas.
Rivas, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to walk you just through really quickly here the security, the voice verification as promised. It will have the pricing structure in there. And then I'm going to send you a text message with our personal office phone number here that you can reach me at, and then also to my tech team's number that they're going to contact you at on Monday when you come back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. All right, let me just pull this up for you here really quickly. So, perfect. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Adolfo. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Trans One Moving.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Adolfo Orellana, I'm the owner of the business.
Perfect. And then you're authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Adolfo, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company.
Okay.
So that's going to be your mom's maiden name, Rivas, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send you a text message when I'm done here. I'm going to send you two. I'm going to send you one for the customer service number, which is going to be 877-635-6225. And then I'll send you my direct extension as well, so you could always get a hold of me if you need to as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And all these, you're going to send me an email also with all this information.
Right? Absolutely. Yes, sir. So it'll go right now, right after this. It'll send on over to you, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment per initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over a couple text messages and then some emails to you as well. On Monday, what time would you like my tech team to reach out to you?
Monday will be best 10 in the morning.
10 in the morning. You got it. I'm going to send you an email with it's going to be you, myself, and it's going to CC my tech team as well. It's going to be a Google Calendar, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you should have received here a couple text messages. One of them will say, Adolfo, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email that we have on file, and it's going to have a link there. When you get that text message, click that link. That's going to take you to our terms and conditions page. That's the page I just read off to you. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, so I just got, Local Splash support.
You should receive a text message here that says, Adolfo, thanks for choosing Local Splash. Let me see if it's sent out to you.
I can see it. And
okay.
It has already the invoice attached, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. And that's why I said it's going to come all the invoice right there for you as well.
Okay.
So then there's two checkboxes on that. There's going to be one that's the SMSs just in case, you know, you're in Europe and you don't answer. We'll send you a quick text message. No, just in case you're out in the field and you don't answer, we'll send you a quick text message. Hey, Adolfo, please call us back. We want to update you on your account here. The other one is just saying that you're the card authorization holder. So you'll click both of those, and then you're going to type your first and last name there. And then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password login page. Let me know when you get to that point, okay?
Okay, so this is on the second text, right? Because the first one, at the bottom, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes.
I have to do that one first?
That one first, yes.
Okay. Oh, I see the agree. So it's two boxes. I agree to receive text message. Okay. It says I'm authorized to, okay. Okay. All right. So I click on the two boxes and then at the bottom, click here, type your name. Okay, sorry. And the date to date. Okay. Confirm signature. Yeah, so now it prompts me to a username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so you should have received another text message with the username and password there. That's going to be your tracking system. You'll be able to log in there, and you'll be able to track all the metrics from Google and Facebook of what we're doing. So you should have received a message. Well, it'll say, like, credentials. Your username will be the your phone number, and then right after that, it'll say password, and then you'll be able to type that password in as well.
Okay. I see. Okay. All right.
Perfect. Cool. Well, you're all set up here. I want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. Like I said, if you need anything, any help, you want to run a special or anything like that, please let us know with our tech team. And then that way we can go ahead and facilitate that for you as well too. Okay. I have you all set up for Monday, and then my tech team and I, we will contact you at 10 in the morning. And then we'll be able to verify everything is correct there, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, Adolfo. Well, you take care. Have fun out of town there, and have a safe flight back home. And then we'll contact you on Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.